Let's go ahead and get started. So today what I have is anger yields anger, wisdom yields patience. And Proverbs 19:11 tells us a person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. So hurt people hurt people. When someone hurts you, it's because they've been hurt. You know, unkind people don't feel kindness themselves. Unloving people feel unloved. You know, when someone's rude, bitter, unkind, mean-spirited, arrogant, they are shouting with all of their behaviors that I'm in pain, I need massive doses of love, I do not feel secure. Well, secure people, loved people, don't act that way. You know, a person that feels deeply loved and deeply secure is generous and gracious to other people. You know, so how should you respond when somebody hurts you? Well, for many people, the knee-jerk reaction is anger. I know it is for me. That's the way I react. So here's a widely held belief. Probably all of us believe this. You know, we only have a set amount of anger in our life. When that bucket of anger is full, you just got to pour it out. You just can't let that stuff build up. You just got to express your anger. Then when the bucket is empty, you'll feel better. Well, if we believe that, we're going to struggle with anger our entire life. You know, the truth is, we don't just have a bucket of anger. We have an anger factory inside of us. That factory can just keep on producing and producing and producing. It doesn't run out. And when you get rid of the anger you have, it just makes more. In fact, the more anger you throw out, the more that factory produces. So study after study has shown us that aggression only creates more aggression. Angry outbursts lead to more anger, and soon anger becomes your habitual pattern. So you just can't pour your anger out. Again, that anger bucket is just going to refill. Instead, we all need to just let it go. Remember our verse, Proverbs 19:11. A person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. So if our goal is to get even, we're no better than the person that hurt us. To respond wisely instead, overlook offenses. Look past a person's words to their pain. As hard as this sounds, sometimes we need to offer love and patience back to that person. Little exposure here, I struggle with that. And probably everybody on here does too. You know, when someone hurts you, you have a choice. You know, we can respond in anger, which will only create more anger, or we can respond wisely in love, overlooking offenses, and overcoming evil with good. No doubt that's easier said than done. But we pause and think, it's exactly right. So the three questions to ask is, when have you seen evidence of an anger factory in your life or someone else's? And what were those results? How did that situation end? Think of a time that you chose to respond with wisdom and patience instead of anger. How did that turn out? And when someone has shown patience instead of anger with you, how did that make you feel? How did that affect you? Did it defuse the situation? So, to sum all this up, you know, just sometimes we just have to hit the pause and take a deep breath rather than respond before we think about what we're saying or what we're doing. Again, I struggle with that. But this really hits home today, and I hope it does for everybody on the call. Thank you all for being on the call. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We are so thankful for this beautiful day that you've given us, thankful that we get to have this call each week. God, I just pray that the message that you give me each week, God, is a message that hits home or is something somebody needs on this call each and every week. Just guide us and lead us in all we do. I pray for TT. I pray for all of our team and their safety. Just pray, God, that you guide us through this life. Guide us through all the obstacles of this life. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do, for your love and your wisdom. Just pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.